Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Tucker, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Hope you're all doing good. Okay, so look, story got released yesterday that impacts some of us and maybe more than others. About the accessibility to the FanDuel Sports Network. Now, the FanDuel Sports Network, to be clear, is what Bally's was, and prior to that, what Fox Sports Detroit was. This is our local regional sports network, which is now known as the FanDuel Sports Network. And not everybody has access to it. We all know what happened in the middle of the summer, where many people that had a part of their basic cable package with Comcast. And I think, I don't know what bulk of our audience that is. People get their, they get their media in a variety of ways now, but it feels like, and people could correct me if I'm wrong, that still the vast majority or majority of people are still getting just cable. There are streaming options and many people do it. Tons of people do it. But I think if you slice up the pie, it feels to me like most people still have cable.
Yeah, but it has definitely changed over the last several years. I think favoring the other side, it's getting to that point. But I think you're right. 51% is probably still on the Comcast Xfinity side.
Yeah, and if you look at all the different ways you can get DirecTV, Dish Network. You know, there's Hulu, there's YouTube TV, there's. But I think if you split the pie up, the biggest piece of pie is probably still cable. I might be wrong on that, but it's probably still cable. With that said, they're making addition. You can now, they announced today the first time, or yesterday, I guess it was, single game pricing to its direct to consumer streaming menu starting December 5th. So if you right now, whatever you have, unless you're over the air, I believe, unless you still have like an antenna and are going over the air, you can buy a single game to watch it, a single Red Wing game or a single Piston game for $6.99. So if you're, for whatever reason, you just decide, I got to see this Red Wing Toronto game or this Pistons Lakers game or whatever it is, and you do not have access to FanDuel and whatever your streaming or cable system is, cable package is right now, you can pay $6.99 for a single game. You can also choose a monthly rate, which I believe is $20. It seems to be that it would be more likely that if you are interested in one game, you'd be interested in more than one, and all it takes is three in a month to, you know, makes more sense to get the monthly subscription, right?
Right, to get both Pistons and Red Wings.
Yep. I you know,
even Gronk know that math makes sense.
But Gator, this is something that I've been fearful of coming for 30, 35 years back when I first started paying for cable, whenever it was, I first started paying my own bills, however long ago that was. The term pay-per-view has almost always been sort of an addition to what you have. You can pay a little bit more to get this extra.
Mm-hmm.
Pay-per-view is always something extra. If I want that fight, it's extra. If I want out-of-market games, and I specifically remember it with college football, there was years ago ESPN put together this thing where I could pay a little extra to get out-of-market games that weren't otherwise available. So I was never offended and upset about pay-per-view because I always felt like, I've got what I'm paying for and I'm happy with it, but if I want a little bit more, I can pay for it or pass.
I remember being in college and at the time, I think it was Pass Sports that became what we have now, which is FanDuel, after several different iterations.
Right.
But at the time, they carried most of the Red Wing games, but not all of them. And there were literally a handful of games that you could get if you paid. It was like a $5 fee for the one game. And I was so pissed at myself for not doing it for one game. And I remember it was Boston and Detroit. They played in Boston. Mm-hmm. And there was a massive brawl that broke out. And Vladimir Konstantinov was involved in the brawl. And I hadn't seen Vladdy fight at that point. And he'd already, I think it was his rookie season, had already become my favorite Red Wing at the time. I'm like, oh, I missed. How do I miss this? And you see highlights of it. You're like, oh, my God, this is amazing. How did I miss this?
Right.
But to your point, it was a one-off type thing. You already got most of the games on the cable system. But the ones that you didn't, you could pay a little bit extra for it. Okay, I would do that. People had always said about cable that they wish they could do the a la carte system, right? What do I need Court TV for? I don't want Court TV, or I don't want, you know, the Food Network or whatever it is that people don't want. I'd rather have this, and this. They always wanted to kind of formulate their own little individualized custom cable television package. And we would have the debates about this like 20 years ago, and it would make sense if they did this, and they wouldn't do that. They had their own, you know, little packages they would put together. So now where we are, it's the opposite. You know, now it's like everything is available that way, and it becomes way more expensive if you start because you want. Well, I want to watch the I want the sports package, but I want to watch on Hulu because I don't trust Xfinity or whatever it is. Next thing you know, you've got a bill for streaming that's ridiculous.
So
even though the bill for Xfinity is ridiculous,
anybody who has a job is into maximizing their own profits. Anybody that owns a business is trying to figure out how do we make more money. Anybody that's in charge of an office or, you know, you have a company or you're the manager, how do we cut costs and increase revenue? And this is no different. This is just, it just impacts so many of us because, I mean, virtually everybody has a television and is looking for accessibility to whatever it is they want to watch. And Gator, like there are things in sports that you can just see coming. The first time I remember mainstream American sports, one of our big four, crossing a threshold was, we're just going to put the advertising on the practice jersey. That's it, just the practice jersey. Well, now, in all the sports but the NFL, there's advertising on the game jerseys. And when they put it on the practice jersey, we knew it was coming to the game jersey. Now, the NFL still has the practice jersey, but we know it's coming. We know our NFL jerseys will have advertisements on them. As it stands right now, this feels like we are just inching ever closer to everything being pay-per-view. Everything being pay-per-view. And it's probably not going to be a cheaper option. Although you will have, like right now, we don't even think about it. Well, I don't even think about it. I've got the games on my current cable package. I know what I'm paying for and, you know, I've got them and it's great. But it feels like a given. It feels like a right. It's not, but it feels like it because we've always had it. It's clear that regional sports networks have been struggling. Like Colorado, the Avalanche won a Stanley Cup and their whole season was behind a paywall.
Mm-hmm.
I think the same thing, I think my relatives talked about it happening in San Diego where they couldn't watch Padre games. We went through whatever it was, 3 months of it with the Tigers this year. And it sucked a life out of the season. Now, they were fading at the time, so people didn't really care. But, you know, I think that we kind of need to brace ourselves for more pay-per-view options. Like, one of the most offensive things I ever remember getting introduced was the concept of your ticket prices are staying the same. Don't worry. But you have to get a seat license.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, I don't care what you call it. You're raising the price of my tickets. All you have to do is pay the $500 for the right to purchase your season tickets. The tickets prices are staying the same. And I'm thinking, F off with this. And now there's seat licenses almost everywhere. And I still find the term seat license to be offensive to the sports fan.
It's very offensive.
But it's been around now for a few decades and it's there. And we know we have to pay it. But all it is a way of bringing the ticket prices up. But I guess I want to know, you know, what are you willing to pay? If right now, fans, you don't have access to Red Wings and Piston games, are you going to buy this? Are you going to say, okay, at least now I have the option? Because it's, if you don't have access with whatever you're, you know, I don't know which does and which doesn't, like is Hulu, YouTube TV, some of those don't get FanDuel. If you don't have that, is this better than the nothing that you have? Like, are you thinking, well, at least I now can decide I'm going to pay the $6.99. Or is it just patently offensive? 248-539-9797. And then the other thing is just the concept of we're headed towards a world where this is going to become more normal. That it's just going to be the additional overcharge that we have to pay to see the games that we want to see. Because I'm skeptical that future is not right around the corner.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies Rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.